Okay. Last time we were discussing the din and sim innovation in Zion Sif Beis, which is based on a Rana Daf Yutes Amud Aleph B'Daf Pei Rif, that if your motivation in Hatmana is not for Hatmana, you do an act that could be viewed as Hatmana, but your motivation is other. Your motivation is to protect the food from the elements, from mice, then that would be permissible. And we noted in response to Brian Sa'ara that in, even though it's not explicit, everyone assumes that this din applies not only to Davar Hamamid Hevel, but a Davar Hamosif Hevel as well, and that's how the poskim present it. Again, the Lashim L'ran was Lasum Kli Al Tafshil Kedei L'Shamro Min Hachbarim, O Kadesh Shalom Yistanev, the Ofrere, the Afruis, Shari, Sheinza Kimat Min Lachem, Ela Kishomer, Ukinos and Kiso Gabe Kadera. So if you're just doing the act of Atmana to protect it, that's not called Atmana. That's like putting a cover on top of a pot, which is not a form of Atmana. That is just the normal way of protecting the contents of a pot. The Lashon Mishnah Brura, going back again to Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Dalid. Lasum Kalim, Hainu Afila Begadim, Shamamidin Asachom, Shal Hakadera Shalo Yitzanein, Afila Hachi Shari, Kevan She'ena Mechavin Lasais Mutter, since your Kavan is not for Hatmana. Now, what if your kavana is twofold? What if you have kavana both for hatmana to be mamed the hevel, and you have kavana lishmor min hachbar? So Rabbi Falk, this is the first time we're quoting Rabbi Falk, I think, in this forum, but in the last year, Rabbi Falk passed away during COVID, but in the last years of his life, he came out with three English volumes on Shabbos called Zachar v'Shomer. I just took one of them out of the library a couple weeks ago. I hadn't really looked at it yet. But I saw that the Shabbos Kitchen quotes Rabbi Falk at this point, so I looked at what Rabbi Falk writes. So he points out that the mashmaus of this Mishnah Brura is that if you have one kavana l'reyasa, that's problematic, even if you have another kavana l'tibusa. It's only if you're not mechavin for the amadas achom at all that is permissible. But if you have two kavanas, you intend both to protect it from the elements and to preserve the heat, that would be problematic. Then he raises the question, why should that be so? Why is that any different than covering a pot in general? If you put a cover on a pot, then also, in most situations, you have two full kavana. You're covering a pot so it doesn't get dirty, but you also covering the pot because it preserves the heat. If you're going to have an uncovered pot, the heat's going to escape much more quickly than if you have a covered pot. And that clearly is always permissible to put a pot cover on a pot. That's not an issue of hatmana. So he thinks, Rabbi Falk thinks, that the relevant point is that any first level covering is never an issue of hatmana. Hatmana is only an additional covering. So any baseline covering, like a pot cover, but any baseline covering is not going to raise an issue of hatmana, even if your intention is otherwise. So if you're matmin an additional level of hatmana, then it depends on your intention. If it's a baseline cover, then even if your intention is for hatmana purposes, that's not called hatmana. That's not insulating, because in order to insulate, you have to have a first level cover, and then you insulate something around it. That's what he says to explain why you would distinguish between a pot cover and other situations where you may have two types of kavana. He says that may relate to the question as to whether there's a problem with hatmana b'kli b'soch hakli. Is there an issue of hatmana putting one kli inside of another kli. So that we'll come back to in a few moments. But it, with that hakdama, which we'll see is not necessarily so simple, that this distinction between a first level cover and the second level cover, which you don't find in Poskim. So we'll assess that, but let's go back to the Ramoshes that we left off with last time. So we had referenced two Shuvas of Ramosha. One of them was in Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Hey. Ramosha wrote, that if you have a kisui hamiyuchad lakli, like a pot cover, so then it's always going to be mutter, even if your intention is lahamid esachom, because you have to cover it anyway in order to protect it, or to make sure that it's not going to spill. So when it comes to a pot cover, the reason it's permissible to cover a pot with a cover, and no one ever raised an issue that should be a problem with hatmana, is because that's the normal way of preparing food. And if you're not going to cover the pot, then you're going to have you'll be at a functional disadvantage because the food could spill out. There could be elements or bugs that come and interfere with the food. So even in that case, even if you do have a secondary kavana for bimamid lachom, that secondary kavana isn't of such concern to us. Because almost by definition, your primary kavana is for the protective element of the pot cover. And presumably that should apply, let's say you have an aluminum foil pan that you cover with aluminum foil. So it's not a formal pot cover, but functionally that's equivalent to a pot cover. It's if you normally wouldn't leave a pot uncovered, independent of your interest to be mamid the chom, so you normally wouldn't leave an aluminum foil pan uncovered when you're preparing the food or keeping the food hot either, presumably. However, if we're talking about other things that are not the normal cover, so then Ramosha says, then we look at your kavana. If it's b'kisa b'dvarim shelo nasu l'kach, shelachein ima yamiskavein kishimachasa b'kelim eilu shemamidim achom, v'lo kisa b'dvarim acherim, u'b'kisa yamiyucha b'kavana l'hamid achom haya aser. So if it's something that's not miyuchad l'kli, if it's not the normal cover for that kli, so then the litmus test is what's your kavana. But if it's the normal cover, even if you also have secondary kavana l'hamid achom, that's going to be permissible. So that's Ramosha's first tshuva, chelek aleph simen sadi hei. And then Ramosha, in one line to Rabbi Eider, writes, question was, can you cover a food item with aluminum foil to put it on a kedera rekanis or kedera mleya, hefta kedera? Can you cover a food item with aluminum foil, put it on the kedera? So all he writes is lekorcham b'niyar aluminum nami hu hatmana. If you do that, that's hatmana. So that's very susum, not really clear what the gather that is. Rabbi Eider, when he quotes this, says that Ramosha still told him that what he meant is it's kavana oriented. That if, again, that would be consistent with the previous tshuva, that covering a piece of food in aluminum foil is not a normal pot cover. So then the question is, what's your intention? If your intention is lahamid asafav liyaser, if your intention is to protect it for the elements, it'll be mutter. Okay. So again, Rabbi Falk assumes that Pshat in this Rav Moshe, and this is how the Shabbos Kitchen quotes it, and how the Shabbos Kitchen kind of assumes in the in his primary text, that if you have a pot cover, which is a kisan yucha lekach, then it's always going to be mutter, even if you have multiple kavanos. If it's an aluminum cover, so then it'll be usser anytime you have a negative kavan. So, and that nakuda, that's consistent. It may be consistent with Ramosha's first tshuva. Ramosha doesn't spell it out. Meaning Ramosha doesn't tell you in that first tshuva what happens if you have two equal kavanos. If it's a regular pot cover, Ramosha says, if you have two equal kavanos, that's fine, because the default intention of a pot cover is to protect it. Ramosha says, if it's a non-standard cover, then it depends on your kavana. But Ramosha doesn't tell you what happens if you have multiple kavanos. So Rabbi Falk assumes in Ramosha's presentation that if you have multiple kavanos, that's problematic. And he's bothered, why should that be so? Why should it be that if you have a pot cover, it doesn't make a difference if you have multiple kavanos, but if you have a non-standard cover, it does make a difference if you have multiple kavanos? And he also points out that if you look in Simen Shin Yud Ches, if Ches, Shin Yud Ches, if Ches, sorry, Sif Vav. Kli sheyesh bo davar cham sheyatzale despo. Mutter lahanicha b'shabis al gabi kedei rahat temuna. Kedei sheyesh mor chomo v'lo yistane. So if you have a kli that has a davar cham, you're allowed to put it on top of a kedeira that is already temuna. So they're talking about Hatmana, the Davar Mamed Hevel, where the Hatmana was done Beheter and Erev Shabbos. So then you're piggybacking on an existing Hatmana Beheter. The Yacho Latuach Pib Bibatsek, Im Yeshlo Batsek, Shenilo Shmei Esma. And you can line that Kli with dough, which will further prevent the heat from escaping. He assumes that this butzek is serving a dual function, that number one, it's helping this kli adhere to the kedera that you're putting it on top of, and number two, it's also preventing the heat from dissipating. He says, don't you see from here, this is not a standard pot cover, and here you have multiple kavanos, and yet it's mutter as long as you have a acceptable kavana. Okay, but it's not at all apparent from anything we saw in Rav Moshe in print so far that Rav Moshe actually did have such a position that if you have two kavanos, the problematic one would be fatal. Now, it's also not so clear what Rav Shlomo Zalman understood in Rav Moshe. This we also read last time. Shlomo Zalman in Lamed Daled, Mincha Shlomo Lamed Daled O Zayin. Kasa B'Shem Rav Moshe, And the reference here is to the one-liner in Rabbi Eider that we just read. Shu aser lahaniach machal atuf bin yar kesef al gabi kederi mishim advana. That you can't put a piece of food that's wrapped in aluminum foil on top of a kederi because of atmana. V'zev adei pelo, demash nabi kederi al gabi kederi. Why should that be so? Why is that different than regular kedera al gabi kedera? The Efshar Shahu Osir Rakisha Munach Atabasal Kedera. Maybe Moshe only asserted if it's actually in the Kedera proper. Aval Gamzelo Mistabri, even in the Kedera proper, it should be Mutter. Shere Osim Kain Rakidesha Layus Arevim Shara Tafshilim, the Lolish Warlachom. If you're putting it in the Kedera proper, the only reason you're wrapping the aluminum foil is for putting a piece of kugel in the Chalant. The reason you're wrapping it in aluminum foil is to make sure it doesn't disintegrate. Not because you're trying to be mamid esachom. So even in that case, it should be mutter, and that shouldn't be a problem of hatmana. But again, it's not readily apparent that Rav Moshe intended to aser either of those cases. Rabbi Wiederblank pointed me to a piece in V'dibar Tavam. This is a collection of Rav David Feinstein's Pesachim written by Rabbi Baruch Moskowitz. So Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem, he has a few pieces on Hatmana. Sorry, no, the page Kufman, not Simon Kufman. It's Simon Samachay. So he quotes from Reb David. Shemati from Reb David. Dimnos no kedei lishmor mitinuf in a chanami demutter. That if you wrap a piece of kugel in aluminum foil to protect it from the elements, from getting dirty, in a chanami, that's mutter. Kamosha kasa b'shemer shalmazamer. Shalmazamer's right. Av a lo bar b'chol makom im kavanasa lazeh. I don't know if he means it wasn't clear if that was what Moshe was going on. Meaning, it sounds like he didn't necessarily think that there was a machlokas. Meaning, shalmazamer understood that half a line in Ramosha as saying that you can't wrap a piece of kugel in aluminum foil because that's a problem with atmana. So David's saying Rav Moshe doesn't necessarily disagree that if your kavana is lishmira and not lama desachom, then that should be mutter. He says v'yesh la'ayin kasher mechavein rak lishmiras hakeder mitinos. If your intention is only to protect the kedera, falola hatmin amachal. Let's say your intention is you're wrapping the piece of kugel not to protect the food, not to be matmin the food, but to protect the kedera. Im kavanasa luchudei misalek shem hatmana, odavka im have kisoi laocha. Because if your intention isn't for the protection of the food, your intention is for the protection of the kedera. The kedera shouldn't get dirty. Is that also an acceptable kavana? Then he goes on.
Why not?
Okay. So I think what he means is the following. See, he says a little bit later. So also quoting from Reb David, that yesh lach kor, what's the kavan of the Ran that we started with? Dulai dafka im kavanasa lahagein hamachal mitinuf mutter. Maybe the Ran is only talking about a case where your intention is to protect the food from dirt, from ice. Dulogara mikol dahavi derech bishol deina b'chalal hatmona b'kach kamod mutter laniach sham kisag neira. That was the Ran's analogy. It's just like you can always put a pot cover on, no one would say otherwise. So you can cover the food to protect the food because that is derech bishul, that's a normal way of preparing food. Aval im kavanaso rak lishmor hakadera mitinuf, but if your intention isn't for the benefit of the food, but for the benefit of the kadera, that the kadera is going to get dirty if you let the kugel loose. Ulai leka hatrizah. The lotali bekavanaso luchudei ela b'mad havi rak kikisoi ala kadera demuter. That it's not all dependent on your kavana. It's that if it's functioning as a kisoi or the like, that's where you have a default heter. So if your aluminum foil is covering food to protect it, so that's like a pot cover protecting the pot. But if your intention isn't for the protection of the food, so then the analogy to the pot cover falls off. And then maybe you don't have a heter anymore. A little unclear why and sorry that should be, because at the end of the day, your kavana, if your kavana isn't latmana, so you're saying in the Ran, it's not that in order to be matir hatmana, you need a different kavana. It's in order to, I'm saying it's not sufficient to have another kavana to be matir. It's that by default, it's going to be usher unless you have a specific kavana lishmor etzaocha. Mana by default is usher unless you have this one carve out. Because that's derech bishul. But covering the food in order to prepare the kedera isn't derech bishul. So maybe that defaults to regular mana. And therefore, he says, and it's not clear if he's saying this on his own or from David, but this is in the paragraph quoting Rav David, so it sounds like it's from Rav David. So there, he says, therefore, if you want to use a plastic insert in your crock pot, which they have in the market, apparently it's unhealthy because then you're eating a lot of chemicals. But if you want to use a plastic insert in your crock pot so that you won't have to clean the crock pot, see, he's not sure about that. In Rosa Laniach plastic sakit nylon b'sof kadeira the kavanosa lahagen kaderoso shelo yistarech lenako sakadeira akher Shabbos lo bar lahatruzem v'tam mishav david kematmin b'kadeira l'sof kadeira. So maybe that's like a kadeira b'sof kadeira. So kadeira b'sof kadeira, that's what we alluded to before. The taz is machmer, that's simulation of the ches of katan aleph. As is the Aruch HaShulchan, that Hatmana is even a problem putting one Kedera into another Kedera. Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, just digressing for a minute. Simen Reishnu Chesif Gimel. Yesh Mishim Agam Game, Ala Nashim, this line is from the Taz. Yesh Mishim Agam Game, Ala Nashim, Shebimos HaChoref, Lokhim Kli, Ubisochem Ashka Kara. So people in the cold months would take a Kli with cold water in it. The nosnes a kli tov kli mali mayim chamim, and they put it into a kli full of hot water. Lahafik sinaso dizawat mana gemura. If you're going to take a baby bottle and totally submerge it in mayim chamim, even if the water in the baby bottle is not going to be shas ledespo, it's only lahafik sinaso. That's a problem of hatmana. That's what he calls in the Taz. The Aruch HaShulchan says vanachnu. Lo shamanu mi osake. So here in Novartek, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, no one's doing that. Rak ezeh shamanu. What do people do? Sheyesh nashim shalocho sakli shakogel besocha. The nosin is sakli kula lesoch hakidera hagadol chala chalant. So in Novartek, women were taking a kli with kogel and they would submerge it into the chalin pot, the zawat mana gemura. So they would take the kli of the kogel and submerge it in the chalin kli. That's at mana gemura b'davra mosif hevel. Kevin shekidera hu besochat hanur shemala gechalim v'asu afilim v'ol yom. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that's a problem. Even kli besoch kli is problematic. Chazanish argues. Chazanish is in Simen Lamed Zayin Oth Kaf Beis. Fascination assumes you don't assume like the Taz, that there's no problem of Hatman of Kli Bisol Kli. And he thinks there's no problem of Hatman as Ochel Bisol Kli. Because he says, Lo Gazer El Hatman is a Kli Bebeged. Hatman is only that you can't be Mamin a Kli Bebeged. Avalita Bisol Kli, Eina Bechal Amana. There may call Kli Magain Amasha Bisoko, Shilo Yistani Bimehera. The whole purpose of a Kli is to protect it from bleeding heat. No one ever said you can't put something in a kli. So a kli is meant to prevent heat from escaping. So if you're allowed to put things in a kli, why can't you put a kli in a kli? Hatmana's only problem if you put begadim over a kli, because that's a different type of action that's not normal. That's something that's derech hatmana with the intention of preserving the heat. But putting something in the kli is normal, and putting a kli b'sol kli is just an extension of putting something in the kli. That's the kazanich. Most poskim assume, at least le chumra, at least le chachila, like the taz liyarcho shalchan, that no, there is a problem of hatmanas kli b'sol kli, and that's what he's quoting here from David, if that's quoting from David, that maybe if you're going to put a plastic holder, a plastic bag, in a liner, in the chalan pot, maybe that's matnim de kedera l'solcha kedera. And even if your intention is not lahamid es achom, but your intention is to protect the kedera, to protect the kli, that's not enough to be matir hatmana. So he says, if you're going to put in a plastic bag, you should have a little bit of airspace between the pot and the plastic bag.
Why would it not just be considered Hatmana the Davar Sheinu Masseva before Shabbos?
Because we assume that anything that's on a active heat source is considered most of that. Even if your intention, again, the whole point of this argument is that we don't care about your intention anymore if you're doing an active hatmana. Your intention is only going to help if it's a non-hatmana intention to be shomer es ha-tafshel. But anything short of that, then you revert to baseline definition of hatmana. And based on definition of Adamana, is anything that's ala age is considered mamid hev, most of hevel.
Yeah, so we would say the plastic bag is like the kli of the food, and then the
rock
pot base, and all of that, the pot and the base, the fire source.
Right.
That's considered.
Right. Again, assuming like the Aruch HaShulchan the Taz against the Chazanish. So I haven't seen anyone else raise that concern. I just saw this a couple hours ago. But he says maybe you have to be concerned about the plastic bag. Then, back to the original question of putting the kugel in aluminum foil into the chalan pot. Then he writes at the end of Os Gibel that he heard from Rav David. So it's confusing here, because first he wrote that he didn't think Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman really argued. And even Rav Moshe would agree that if you're covering the kugel lishmar mitinuf, that would be mut. But then he writes, Bisfari Yeshlomar, that if, so first he says here, that lo borer hasvaris lahakel b'zeh. That it's not so pasha that you could put the kugel in aluminum foil into the kedera. Why? Dal pi pashtus isa b'shabes, daf lamentesam b'beis, v'gabi chamei tveria, dat t'mano have b'masha ma'amin kedera l'socha mayim chamim, that the chamei tveria gemara also we're talking about doing that mana in hot water. So here too, if you're putting the kugel in hot water, that should be hatmana. But then he says, no, maybe the svar lakula is that since your kavana isn't lishmor sachom, it's only Lishmar also machal shelo yisari b'sof taf shela acher. The reason you're covering it with aluminum foil is so it's not going to disintegrate. If you don't put the kugel aluminum foil, it's going to all disintegrate into the rest of the chalent. But since we're only talking about it in the Rabbanan, you can be samech on the makilim. He says, to aser a kli b'sof taf shel acher, that you have to be machmer and that the mishabura and the consensus of Rechwara is l'chumra. But as far as aluminum foil, he thinks that you could be makel of that. But again, he doesn't really clarify what is the status if you have two kavanas. Now, it may seem that if you have, just like by a standard pot cover where our analysis, or Moshe's analysis based on the Ran, was that you always need the pot cover because of a baseline shmira, and that's the default. So if you have another kavana, it doesn't, it's not megareya from the baseline heter to use a pot cover. So maybe argue here also, if you're putting aluminum foil in chalent, what's your primary motivation to wrap it aluminum foil? I presume that your primary motivation isn't to be mamma the chum, because you don't need aluminum foil to be mamma the chum. The chalent pot is piping hot. So if you put kugel in the chalent pot, it's not going to be any less hot than the rest of the contents of the chalent pot. So your kavana is either both to protect it from disintegrating or to have some infusion of taste of the kugel into the chalent. That's what some posts can say, that it's better to put holes in the aluminum foil to show that you're really allowing for an infusion of taste between the kugel and the chalent. The way the Shabbos kitchen presents it is that if your kavan is only for atmana, then it's going to be usher. That presumably everyone should agree to, unless you assume like the Chazon Ish that there's no atmana to speak of to begin with because it's ochel b'tok kli or kli b'tok kli. But if you assume against the Chazon Ish, so then if your kavan is exclusively for atmana, that's going to be usher. Fine. But again, I suspect, does anyone disagree that if you're putting a chalent in aluminum, kugel in aluminum foil in chalent, your primary kavana is not latmana primarily, right? But if your kavana is for the nesina satam, so then he thinks, if some say that you should make holes, and if your kavana is that it shouldn't disintegrate, that would be mutter. So it could be that when it comes to something short of a pot cover or something that's dark of a kach, so then maybe we look at your primary kavana. But if you have two equal kavanas, maybe that requires further analysis. Okay, now this is also relevant. Let's just read how Shmir Shabbos writes this. But Shmir Shabbos writes in Sif Pei Zayin, Motel lahachnis bevod yom sakitim orez v'chadom elasol chamarak shal gabe esh. So these are svardim, they're not having chalent. The ein zuderach hadmana el adarach bishal. The af motel lichroch pashtido kogol, that's the Ashkenazim, the niyar aluminim, hamechase sa ochal mikolet stadim, that if your kavana in wrapping an aluminum foil is not to disintegrate, that's not derech hatmana, and it's mutter. fine. He says, "Ayin Rav Moshe." Says according to Rav Moshe, it's derech hatmana. Again, we weren't sure exactly what the extent that Rav Moshe meant that. And he says that Rav Moshe wasn't mechalik between what your intention is. And in Sadi Hey, he was mechalik. Ayin Shah. And Sadi Hey elaborated in the Chuvah Rabbi Ayur, it was half a line. So he can't really have tainus on Rav Moshe that he sells himself. He wasn't explaining things. Okay. Then he quotes his Chiddush of Rabbi Falk that any primary cover is mutter. It's only if you're going to put a multiple cover with multiple layers of aluminum foil that would be problematic. He quotes Dain Weissman, Chasitzka, Chela, Chasim, and Yudzayin, who's Machmir on Kogel, that's not considered Derek Bishol. And that Shuba Dain Weiss says that the Hakra of Akronim is against the Chazon Ish, that Tadman is a problem, Kli B'Sal Kli or Ochel B'Sal Kli. But it seems that the consensus of Poskim is that wrapping the Kugel aluminum foil, putting it into the Chalim pot, even completely submerged, would be mutter, as long as you don't have a likely situation where your Kavana is Lehamid Esachom. But some recommend maybe making holes, and there may be a yes or seis there as well, that then your marviach, proving that your intention is for the tastes to intermingle, and that it's not for the purpose of the mamin esachom. Okay. I sent you an article from the Star K website about sous vide or sous vide cookers. Anyone have something like this? Have you ever heard of it before? Okay. Maybe it's a 5 times thing. So, apparently, at least what it says over here, I had heard about this a couple years ago, but I've never actually seen one, I don't think. They don't have them in Passaic. So the way this works is that you have food that's vacuum sealed in a plastic pouch and cooked in water at a temperature that we'll assume is Yatzel Edispo, which is cooler than regular cooking temperatures, but still halachically bishul. So it's a form of vacuum packing, and the food is totally submerged underwater when it is cooking. So this is advantageous, it says, because you don't have to worry about things getting overcooked or things getting undercooked or things getting unevenly cooked, because since the water is at a constant temperature, then the contents in this vacuum pack will be at a constant temperature as well. And it's beneficial to cooking meat because it allows it to retain its natural juices, thus enhancing its taste. So what about the Hatmana ramifications over here? So assuming that we've solved the problems of Shehiya and Hafzara, and you have something that is cooked already, now what would the purpose of using this be if it's already cooked? It'll also heat it up. It's not only for cooking meirosh.
It doesn't have to be fully cooked for halachic purposes, right? Maybe it's just like microbit the side when Shabbos starts, but it's normally cooked.
So we'll obviate the problems of Shia and Afzara, so it'll be properly garf and katum. And then let's say I put it in a minute before Shabbos and it's ready in Nisbasha Kamachla bin Dursai, and then garf and katum, so I've solved all my Shia problems and I'm not worried about Afzara. Okay. So I put it in, I've solved my Shia and Afzara problems. What about Hatmana? So at first glance, this sounds in terms of mechanics as something analogous to the a kugel in aluminum foil situation. But what's the purpose of this pouch? Is the pouch just to protect it from disintegrating? Or no, that's how you cook it. So you quote from Rabbi Heinemann, the latter, that if you're going to leave a vacuum-packed food in this kind of suslide over Shabbos, that's considered to be hatmana bedavar hamosav hevel, because your interest primarily is in the fact that it's cooking and the fact that it is retaining or increasing the heat. It's not like you're wrapping the kugel in aluminum foil just to prevent the aluminum foil from disintegrating. Here, this is the etzem, the method of using this kli. It says, if it's not a mana bakulo, so then maybe that could work if it's sticking out halfway. If it's sticking out halfway, I'm not sure how effective the mechanism is. Okay. Rabbi Leibowitz come to the same conclusion?
I don't know. I know he said it was Luther.
And it's Luther for what?
I don't know exactly what the heat, well, yeah, but the shadow was with that. But it was, yeah. He was talking about it because he said that it was Luther for the guy, however he wanted to use it. And the guy thought it was me, my child was really good.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the exact details.
Correct, unless it's not a mana bakulo. Meaning, if you're to have, if you have this vacuum pack sticking out halfway, so it's not mana bakulo, but I don't know how effective that is.
Yeah, I don't think that was the case. So whether it was kidrachaisa or what's.
Well, that's a question whether kidrachaisa lamaisa happens, helps for mana, but
so assuming it was looking on a Shabbos earlier,
okay. Don't know, I haven't no independent knowledge of how this works. As though you say. So the OU quotes Rishonah Zalman and says, if the intent is not to insulate but to protect the taste, should be mutter. I'm not sure if that's, doesn't sound like that's the motivation with this kind of a machine. I don't know. Okay. On to more practical things.
What are practical?
For those of us in Washington Heights.
We're in LA.
So let's talk now about crockpots. And thank you to Jeremy for bringing in show and tell. The question that Post can deal with this type of a two-piece crockpot, and I sent you earlier an article referencing the fact that the creator of crockpots, or the inventor, was a Jewish son of Eastern European immigrants who was trying to solve the keeping cholent warm on Shabbos problem in the 1940s. So the issue that Poskim raised with this kind of a two-piece crockpot hinges primarily on what we discussed last time, which is whether, when we assume like the Ramah, that only a mana b'kulo is aser, but a mana b'mitzas is mutter, how do we define kula? If there's hatmana around the sides, but there's no hatmana on the top, is that considered to be hatmana b'niksas, or is that considered to be hatmana b'kula? Or maybe even on the sides, if it's rove covered, that would be considered hatmana b'kula. So that we know the last time we were conflicting indications in the Chayyadim and conflicting indications in the Mishnah Berurah, and we quoted Rabbi Karp's suggestion that maybe the difference between the formulations hinges on whether the top is covered or not, that if the top is covered, then it doesn't have to be mutman on the side kula, but if the top is not covered, then it does have to be kula on the side. So the debate, if you will, about using these types of crockpots was introduced into the halachic literature in the mid-1990s when Rabbi Rubin of Orach HaShabbos fame brought this question to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And this is the very end of Rav Shlomo Zalman's life. We'll see that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote an initial brief tshuva, and then they're still working on this when Rav Shlomo Zalman passed away. Rabbi Willig raised this issue when he gave shiur in the early 1980s on Shabbos, when the yeshiva did Shabbos in the early 1980s, didn't feel appropriate to publicize the chumrah because no one else had said it. But then 15 years later, this came out b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. And that is as follows. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, so this is in the Orach HaShabbos, he has Rabbi Rubin's Shaila to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman's brief response. There's a whole back and forth that is printed in the Sefer Osros HaShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Koritz, B'nai Rak Tavshin Nun Vav, where he has a lot of the back and forth of the poskim that addressed it at that time in the mid-90s. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva was then printed in his Mincha Shlomo. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes very briefly as follows. This is in response to Rabbi Rubin's research and presentation of the Shaila. Mincha Shlomo Simen Lamed Dalid Os Hey. The Indian Machshir Chimum Shemachnisim Lasocho Klicheres Ubom Achalim Krakpat Shvat Tav Shin Nun Hey. Shlomo Zalman passed away right before Purim of that year, right? Tav Shin Nun Hey. This is Shvat Tav Shin Nun Hey. Shlomo Zalman passed away. I don't remember if that was a every year or not, but not long afterwards. Shlomo Zalman writes, Lo Haresi B'Zeshem Heter, V'Ad Rabba Dati Maskemas L'Dvarav, who's Rabbi Rubin, it doesn't say here who is writing to, but it's printed in the back of the Orach HaShabbos. Dati Maskemas L'Dvarav, D'Kevan Shakedera Imatavshil M'chusa U'mutmenes Kula Oruba Besoch Machshir Chimum Chashmali. So since the Kedera itself is considered Mutmenes either in its entirety or Rov inside this Machshir Chimum Chashmali, because there's no airspace of note between the, is one of these called a crack and one a pot, or I don't know what the correct term is, but there's no airspace of note, this tiny airspace, but that's not significant enough to count between the crack and the pot. Even though you could stick your finger in, you can only stick your finger in because it's broken on the side, but even though there's a little bit of space, that's not enough avir, because that's the derech levashel gami mosachol. Uladati harezach chashiv mamish hatmana v'davar mosav hevel. V'ein la'akel afil b'mavushel chotzarcha. Ach, la'achar shara'isiyas ha'kedeiras v'nish'alti al-kach ha'marti, sha'asr gam v'shehiya u'lahafsir. That you have to contend with shi'in ha'zara too. Raki asti la lasas kedera pshuta shel pach ubuchol erev Shabbos yafsiku ba ben kedera satashel va machshir So to solve the shiachzar problem, you can make a improvised blech. The toshite gambo letis vinikares shima sekas beneim. The gamma me'etes ksas esachoma chashmal ve'ish he kiketuma. Ubofen kazeh. So if you have this improvised blech that also raises the pot slightly, so then that's grounds lahakel, even on the admona issue.
Raise the inner pot so
that that's not considered admona bakula on the side anymore. Mm-hmm. So you have your improvised blech that starts on the bottom, raises this, covers, the talk about covering the nav, but if you do that, also cover that if you have. And then, sounds like that could take care of the atmana problem as well. This is not a cover, this is a pot cover. I mean, a pot cover is not the atmana. I mean, the whole question here is that this, for atmana purposes, is not atmana on the top, it's atmana on the sides. Is that considered to be atmana b'miksas or atmana b'kul? According to the Mechaber, that even Hatmana b'kulo is mitzvah is problematic. So then you have a problem anyway. And according to the Chazanish, that they have to be cautious for that. So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in this brief tshuva. But we'll see that Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't intend that as his last word, but he passed away in the middle of this whole discussion. So in Shmir Shabbos, Neuvert writes as follows: Basher l'shimush b'sir l'bishul iti crockpot slow cooker l'hu k'deir shalcheres shemuchnes as atok sir chashmeli u'bas samim about yom tavshel k'deir shi'ispashel lat lat b'shabbos atzman suda mikaven sheyesh bo sfeikos basher l'isur shehiya b'atman b'achzara. It works. Yesh l'siyaitz imor hara. So Shlomo Zalman, if you read Rabbi Forst's books, Every second paragraph Rabbi Forst writes, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Shmir Shabbos almost never writes that Shmir Shabbos gives you a psak. But here he says, because it's so complicated, you should ask your local Orthodox rabbi. What does he say in the footnote? Reish nun hei, b'she'ela zu danti lefnei Rishon Mazamin, asher lefimash izbiru lo, al ofen pulas hamachshir hazeh nato lasor, v'hu bikshani levar odas halacha. So Rishon Zalman asked Rav Neuvert to do more research. V'nachon ki kasaf yilo richus dvarim. Rav Neuvert wrote in a piece up. That piece is printed here in the Osos Shabbos. They v'esilo b'ksuvim v'yoso b'vesacholim al eres davai. And I brought it to him when he was in the hospital on his deathbed. U'bavinoseinu rabim nilkach meitanu mori v'rabi zetzal. The Eilana was Shulchani Lifrod Apruta, Tehei Nishmas Atzur V'Tzorachayim, Sechuso Yagin Aleng. So Ramamish in the middle, this is one of Rishon Zalman's final psakim, Ramamish in the middle of dealing with it, and we couldn't get a final answer. Ayin Mincha Shlomo, Ayin Osir Shabbos, that whole discussion. Fine. Who is the other position? So Rav Moshe is quoted as being the makel of record. That Rav Moshe wasn't writing about crockpots per se, but Rav Moshe assumes that for purposes of hatmana, if there's no hatmana on the top, even if there's hatmana on full hatmana on the edges, that's not problematic. So on that basis, Rav Moshe is quoted as not having a problem with this kind of a crockpot because there's no hatmana on the top. And since we already have the Dibarta Bam open, so on crockpots he writes again in Simon Samachay, So Moshe wrote that. So he quotes the Chuvah Rabbi Eider that Hatmana is where it's Mechusa Lamala Minatzadin. So if there's no hatman on the top, it's not a problem of hatmana. So he quotes from David that the pashas of the Ramah is that if it's not cut, if there's no Dover Hamamin on the top, that's not a mana. And the crack pot cover, that's just a pot cover. That's not a mana. That's regular Derek Bishel. So Tzarech Ian, what Rishon Mazaman wrote. And Reb David said that Reb Moshe said that there's no chashash here based on the Ramah. Rav Yashiv was of this opinion as well, that these crackpots are problematic. Rabbi Karp was the, in this Otzer Shabbos, they quote, there's a letter here from Rabbi Karp, which is a summary of his conversation with Rav Yashiv on this matter. In the in Rabbi Karp's Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he doesn't really elaborate on much of this, but here they quote, Chuvas Rav Yashiv, Nichta Mipima Rana Idei, Rabbi Karp. So he says, Rav Yashiv said, "Be'emes roi lachu sheyesh bekach mishem hatmana." Ach l'sheila seinu shuv imyesh hetter like bia ma'atis asir shelo yehikula shaku v'tamim b'sir achitzon. So if it's sufficient just to raise it a little bit, hey shiv Rav Yashiv, she be'emes yesh etzel like bia ma'at. He said, Rav Yashiv is not a fan of putting aluminum foil on the bottom to raise it. The kli asma chashiv. Sounds like the aluminum foil is bottled to the kli. El ayde nesinas kam avanim ketanos betachtis asir achitzoni. By de ze tudba kedera. So it's not enough to put aluminum foil balls. You have to put rocks or marbles. The nymphs of Bezesh and Mixas may have defined as Megulos, the Asi Shabri Lukulayama. So if you raise it even a little bit, so he's not Choshesh that Hatmana Bekulo means Rove. He assumes that even if you raise a little bit, that's good enough also, which presumably is the assumption of Rishon Mazalman, even though Rishon Mazalman, again, it's hard to know how much to parse the words, especially because this wasn't intended as a final word. Rishon Mazalman originally had used the lashon of Mechusa Mumenes Kula Oruba. That's the lashon of Sefer Yasher that we saw, that even Rov would be considered the equivalent of Kula. But then the fact that Rishon Mazalman entertains the Kula of raising a little bit, it sounds like he's not really hung up on the Rov, that as long as it's not Kula on the side, that would be sufficient. So then raising it a little bit would be okay. So you quote some of Yashiv, Rabbi Karp quotes from Yashiv, you can't use aluminum foil, you have to use rocks. Then he quotes from Yashiv, that's only l'chachila, b'shas hadchak, you can be mitzar v'svara, that if it's l'shem bishol, not l'shem admana, it's okay. Aye, what about the lashon of Rabbi Natan Sefer Yashar, that even rubo is kashiv hatmana? So the Pima Gadim doesn't sound that way, Lalacha. And even if you assume, like the Sefer Yashar, that you do need Rov, that even that even if you have that rove enough is considered kulo. He says, you don't have rove. Why don't you have rove? Sharei, kishahug b'chelek ha-tachton, nimsa sha'af chelek ha-tachton eino mutman, v'gam chelek ha-elyon eino mutman, u'miksas me'atstadim megula, v'nimsa sharov ha-kedera eino mutman. Is that so? If you raise this an inch, anyone have rocks in their pockets? So if you put rocks on the bottom and you raise it an inch, is that considered rove isn't mutman anymore? So the bottom's not mutman. I don't know how you measure rove.
Well, it's also no longer,
it's more air gap anyway. There isn't fundamentally more air gap because the pod is...
No, it's not, but when it's all the way down, it's exactly the right shape.
Right.
And now when it's held out by an inch or two, so there's like, can be more room.
I'm saying the width of the pod is the same at the bottom as the top.
No, it isn't. It's shaped like
this. No, I'm saying under the top, meaning from where my finger is to the bottom.
No, that's not vertical, though.
No. It's close. I mean, it's not exactly vertical, but it's
close. But I'm saying that once lifted up, though, it's no longer the same angle as the.
So do you have to measure each one and make sure that it's mathematically rove?
What's the bottom and the top already aren't right?
Is it no, but it says the same for Yasher. It sounds like if you have rove and it's stubbed in, then that's considered like kula if we don't need the top. Anyway, that's what Yasher is quoted as saying. That once you raise it up, it's not even rove anymore. Uma gam kishem mugba azaya defanos v'cholkin ba'at mei asira chitzani v'enu nogei klal amal v'nikah shirachav mei defanos ein v'derech bishul l'chol. And then it's less derech bishul at that point. Then he says, we found out Rabbi Karp writes that Rosh Hashanah Zaman was also asked in Shaila by Rabbi Reuben. And he says, Rosh Hashanah Zaman sounds like even Rove is a problem, which is that line we zeroed in on at the beginning of the Tshuva. Then he writes that one of Rosh Hashanah Zaman's son said that when Rosh Hashanah Zaman heard that Rav Yashiv had this Eitzah of lifting up the Kedera on the bottom, he asked that they should ask of Rav Yashiv whether that'll help for Shehiyah also. But Rosh Hashanah Zaman passed away before he got that answer. Then, after Rosh Hashanah Zaman passed away, they asked Rav Yashiv, and he said, no, that doesn't help for Shehiyah, because that's not Katam. So in order to do Shehiyah, you have to put thick aluminum foil on the sides. And maybe Hachzara, maybe won't help for Hachzara. Maybe you'd have to do it with a Kupach. And then Ketiva won't help. That's Rav Yashiv. The bottom line, this is known as the Machlokas Ramosha Rosh Hashanah Zaman, even though that's not entirely fair, because Ramosha doesn't seem to have directly addressed crockpots, and Rosh Hashanah Zaman didn't finish the research. But Rav Yashiv is of the same opinion as Rav Shlomo Zalman that it is should be avoided, though he has an eitzah of lifting it up. And he thinks that even will account for Rubo. And Rabbi Karp does write in his own Sefer. That Hanekel Yeshlo Amilismo. Vein Limchos Biado, Dafkets Baskumash, but just on about Yom, but you shouldn't do Hafsara. I just wanted to get the offer shabbos in a second.
Again, it seems like Rabbi Reuben was the one that brought this issue to the attention of the world. And he has an arichus in the back, which was basically a summary of his shilas to the Shlomo Zalman and the issues raised.
Okay. Right. So those of you who have this kind of a crock pot, do you use aluminum foil or marbles?
Aluminum foil.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure if Shlomo Zalman, if Rav Yashiv would have been opposed to aluminum foil balls or just aluminum foil as a layer. Because the fact that he says, essentially, it sounds like the way Rabbi Karp quotes it, that it's buttle to the pot. So a layer of aluminum foil, I hear that. If it's aluminum foil balls, it's hard to say that's buttle to the kli. So in Rabbi Karp's text, he just quotes using rocks, but I'm not sure if Rabbi Yashiv have been opposed to aluminum foil balls, so you can't tell from that that citation. Okay. And then just one final note on Hadmana. We have seen in Sifkas that, also based on Iran, that if you have a long board that you put on top of a kedera, and then you drape clothing or towels or something over that long board, but it's not directly stuck against the kedera, that wouldn't be a problem with Hadmana. So to the extent that you were to do something like that would probably be acceptable. I mean, the problematic hatmana would be to drape a towel directly over a pot. But if you have something else on top of the pot, like a box on top of the pot, and then you drape a towel over the box in a way that is not flush against the pot, then based on sifches, that would presumably be acceptable. Okay, let's stop here. This concludes our long...
foray into the world of Bishul, Shia, Sarin, and Mana. And Mirz Hashem, next time we will talk about the Chitza B'Chamin Shabbos. Hopefully we'll limit that to one shiur. And then I think we're going to go on and try to do Malachas more or less in order, but quickly. Like, I think we'll do Gozes and Malabain quickly. Malabain, we already did Skita B'Gadim. So Malabain is just B'Mashim, some of which you already spoke about by Sochei. And we'll try to move on from there. Okay. Go. It's not a simon. It's what sif is it? Right at the end of Shin Gimel. Second. Not sure. It comes up, but I don't get too far afield. I don't shoot.